At 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic, looking for to be partly cloudy to cloudy today and windy with a high around 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. The National Weather Service said late Monday evening that there were not one but two tornadoes that occurred between Guthrie Center and Panora Sunday night. Officials said the strongest of the tornadoes formed south of Guthrie Center and quickly tracked northeast across Lake Panorama, where it briefly produced EF2-style damage. A second tornado formed on the north end of Lake Panorama and damaged a number of homes along the shore before dissipating. A third tornado formed south of Dallas Center and tracked across farmland, damaging several outbuildings, but there were no injuries reported. The first tornado formed around 9:43 p.m. Sunday, about 4.5 miles south of Guthrie Center, and tracked northeast for nearly 17 miles. The 100-yard-wide twister strengthened as it reached Lake Panorama, packing winds of up to 115 miles per hour. It went across the lake and damaged a number of homes and trees before dissipating about 3 miles northeast of Yale. A second, weaker tornado formed just before 10 p.m. Sunday, about 4 miles northwest of Panora, and ended a little more than 3 miles northwest of town, or about a distance of 0.9 mile. It was about 120 yards wide and had a peak wind speed of 100 miles per hour and caused extensive tree, roof, and dock damage. A third twister happened around 10:20 p.m., 3.5 miles north-northwest of Dallas Center, and ended about 6 miles later, about 4 miles northwest of Granger. That twister was 100 yards wide and packed winds of up to 85 miles per hour. The tornado caused damage primarily to farm outbuildings in the rural areas. The case of an Oakland man charged in connection with the murder of a rural Cass County woman will proceed to a jury trial. According to the Omaha World-Herald, a trial for 63-year-old Robert Arthur Reynolds Jr. will take place July the 1st in Pottawatomie County District Court. Reynolds pled not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder Monday afternoon. He was charged in the shooting death of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey. The shooting took place in Reynolds' Oakland home during the early morning hours of April the 9th during a disturbance that involved alcohol. Now, if convicted on the charge, Reynolds faces a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. If your morning commute takes you anywhere near the casinos in Council Bluffs, you may need to be prepared for a detour. The Iowa Department of Transportation says a portion of Interstate 80 eastbound in the Council Bluffs was closed Monday evening and was expected to remain closed until about 8 a.m. today. While crews make repairs on a void under the median and shoulder of I-80 eastbound between exits 1A and 1B just before the 24th Street Bridge. The void is in an area where a contractor had installed storm sewer pipes several weeks ago. The void is about a half mile from a 12-foot-wide hole construction workers encountered last October in the eastbound lanes of I-80 near the 24th Street exits. The interstate was shut down after workers installing a drainage pipe discovered a void directly underneath the roadway. Crews were expected to have worked throughout the night to figure out what caused the void exactly. According to the Iowa Department of Transportation, travelers on I-80 eastbound were being detoured to I-29 north and then to I-680 east and around Council Bluffs. Travelers on I-29 south approaching I-80 east were being detoured westbound over the Missouri River Bridge to exit number 454 at 13th Street. The drivers will then be able to access I-80 east where they will be rerouted to I-29 north and then to I-680 east around Council Bluffs. The construction project itself is part of Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program, which is a large-scale modernization and rehabilitation of the interstate system in Council Bluffs. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department report the department will host the National Law Enforcement Memorial Day service this Thursday, May the 15th. The service will begin with the memorial flag ceremony on the east side of the Pottawatomie County Courthouse near the flagpole. During the service, fallen officers of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, the Iowa State Patrol, and Council Bluffs Police Department will be honored. That ceremony begins at 6:30 p.m. Following the flag ceremony, the Law Enforcement Memorial Service will be held at St. John's Lutheran Church, where the Council Bluffs Police Chaplain Corps will perform the service. Afterward, those in attendance are invited to a reception at St. John's Fellowship Hall. During the reception, the Council Bluffs Police Department will graduate the 2014 Citizens Police Academy and honor the Officer of the Year, as well as additional department personnel. Refreshments will also be served. In our funeral announcements, Ione Johnston, age 82 of Stewart, died Thursday in Johnston. Funeral services for Ione Johnston will be held today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Stephen Lynn, age 50, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Lynn will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jessica Tyndall Olson, age 30, of Bridgewater, died Friday in Melrose, Iowa. A visitation for Jessica Tyndall Olson will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with the family present from 6 until 8. Benita Betts, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Benita Betts will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Warrior, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Friday in Creston. Memorial services for Larry Warrior will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Bertha Johnson, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Friday. Funeral services for Bertha Johnson will be held Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly of the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be held May 19th at 1 p.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.